The following podcast is a production of the Tam High Music Technology class.
Hello, I'm Ben.
And I'm Ben.
And welcome to Aliens Among Us.
Except there are no aliens among us.
There are, Ben. There are aliens among us.
I don't believe you.
Well, there are aliens, and I brought proof today.
So, what I'm hearing is that you are the proof.
I'm not an alien, Ben. Why would you say that?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
So, show me some proof right now.
Okay. Cave paintings in Chhattisgarh, India have drawings of aliens.
I don't believe you. Where's your source?
Oh, yeah? Watch this clip.
It's July 2014 in the Indian state of Chhattisgarh, where there are a number of caves and paintings made by hunter-gatherer populations going back as far as 10,000 years. Archaeologist J.R. Bhagat claims he recently made a unique discovery here.
And this whole picture is about 10,000 years old by the ancient humans.
While giving a tour to reporters, Bhagat shows a rock face on which there are half a dozen dark red and yellow painted beings standing together in a group.
In this particular painting, which looks quite strange, we have some individuals with larger heads, different colored arms and hands, and they don't look like the other people depicted on these cave walls. So we have a lot of people believing that the ancient humans who painted these drawings were actually painting images of aliens from another world.
See, I'm spitting facts.
No, actually, you're only showing one part of the video that proves your narrative. Here's another clip from the same video that disproves what you just said.
These ancient cultures relied upon people called shamans who would typically go into altered states of consciousness to receive information, and those were induced by hallucinogenic drugs or starvation or sleep deprivation. What they painted on the walls were their experiences they were having during their hallucinogenic trances. In those caves, they would feel like they're floating outside of their body, and they would show themselves elongated and the floor falling out below them.
It's not that the figures' heads were extra large, but that the bodies were stretched as they felt they were floating up. And as for the UFO-like object, that's also more likely something else from the heavens.
Clearly, you can hear that the cave drawings were not actually of aliens, but they were drawings from shamans who were seeing hallucinations due to being on drugs, starving themselves, and being sleep-deprived.
Well, I actually brought more proof than just that. That being the Great Pyramids of Giza.
What do you mean by that?
How could such a massive structure be built by humans when each block of limestone that made up the pyramid weighs over 2.3 metric tons?
Well, actually, they had over 25,000 workers working 10 hours a day. So moving these blocks was entirely possible. Here's another clip.
The project called for a staggering 25,000 workers, but fortunately, Hemiunu had an established labor supply. Egyptians were required to perform manual labor for the government throughout the year, and citizens from across the country came to contribute. Workers performed a wide range of tasks, from crafting tools and clothes to administrative work, to back-breaking manual labor. But contrary to popular belief, these workers were not enslaved people. In fact, these citizens were housed and fed with rations better than the average Egyptian could afford. To complete the project in 20 years, one block of stone would need to be quarried, transported, and pushed into place every 3 minutes, 365 days a year. Workers averaged 10-hour days, hauling limestone from two different quarries.
Well, how do you explain the fact that the coordinates of the pyramid match exactly with the speed of light.
Well, even though it is true that the line of latitude that is equal to the speed of light does pass through the Pyramid of Giza, it is also true that you could draw about 20,000 points through the pyramid with different numbers. In fact, according to fullfact.org, a closer line to the apex of the pyramid would be 29.9791750 north, which of course does not equal the speed of light. The pyramid may seem to be otherworldly, but there's no evidence that it was created by aliens.
Well, okay, but another piece of evidence that I brought today was that our president, Mr. Carter, saw aliens. Now, how do you explain that? He was our president, and he has a first-hand account of aliens.
And what proof do you have to back this point this time? I feel like Mr. Carter would not have said that himself.
Well, my proof is in this video.
In 1969, Georgia Governor and future U.S. President Jimmy Carter claims he witnessed a UFO. There have been numerous attempts to explain the sighting.
Some have speculated that perhaps what Jimmy Carter saw was some type of weather balloon filled with helium.
But aspects of the sighting don't fit the weather balloon theory. Carter's sightings, filed at NICAP and the UFO Bureau, describe the object changing color. It was the size of the moon, moving bizarrely through the sky before it disappeared.
Oh, Jimmy Carter, the governor of Georgia, graduate from Annapolis, is really only seeing a weather balloon. A weather balloon? Are we back to Roswell in 1947? Weather balloons don't change color. Weather balloons don't hover. Weather balloons aren't that big. This was big. They rise and they don't stay in the sky. Jimmy Carter didn't see a weather balloon.
See, even the president of the United States believed in aliens.
Once again, Ben, you have taken another clip of a long video without showing the rest of it. This is the problem with our generation today. Here's another clip from the same video that disproves what you just said.
In 1969, Georgia Governor and future U.S. President Jimmy Carter claims he witnessed a UFO. There have been numerous attempts to explain the sighting.
Some have speculated that perhaps what Jimmy Carter saw was some type of weather balloon filled with helium.
As you can clearly see, not with your short attention span, TikTok addicted brain, Jimmy Carter later comes out to say that he did not actually spot an alien aircraft and that he believed it was something else that he saw.
That was because the CIA silenced him, Ben. Don't let the government trick you. They threatened him and made him stop talking about it.
It's all right if you don't believe me. But Jimmy Carter, our president, said that there were no aliens. Do you not really believe our president?
Like I said, the CIA silenced him.
He personally said he did not see an alien, and I believe him.
Well, I have more evidence than just that. My last piece of evidence is that the aliens definitely created Stonehenge, just like they created the pyramids.
And why could you possibly think that?
Because scientists have proved that some of the huge boulders in Stonehenge originate from Pressilly Hills in Wales. That is over 200 miles from where Stonehenge is, Ben.
Okay, so they moved some rocks a long way. How does this prove aliens created it?
Well, what you don't know, Ben, is that these rocks weigh upwards of 4 tons. And you don't just have to take it from me. Here's a video proving my point.
Some of the stones at Stonehenge weigh between 50 and 70 tons. Some of the stones are even heavier. So how could you have moved these into place? How could you have moved them from Wales, where the blue stones, the spotted dolerite, came from within Stonehenge?
The blue stones from which the original Stonehenge was constructed were transported from 120 miles to the west, from a place called the Preseli Mountains, which is the only place in the British Isles where you can get that kind of stone. Now, how they were moved is a mystery.
At least this video is correct. But even though it is correct, you still fail to show the many other theories of how the rocks were able to be brought over from over 200 miles away.
The predominant theory as to how the megalithic blocks were moved is that the builders fashioned sledges and rollers out of tree trunks to lug the blue stones from the Preseli Hills, then transferred them onto rafts and floated them first along the Welsh coast and then up the River Avon towards Salisbury Plain.
See, there are many ways they could have moved the boulders. Although it was no small feat to move them, and it was a pinnacle of human invention, it was still entirely possible for them to move the rocks.
Okay. Well, I still think that there's no way people actually moved those rocks that far.
Well, I don't really care if you believe me or not, as long as you aren't brainwashing the minds of our beautiful listeners.
Well, maybe I haven't convinced you that lands exist, but I guarantee that I've changed the minds of our listeners today.
No, that's my line. I think I have proved without any doubt that aliens do not exist at all.
We want to know what you think, listeners. Make sure to let us know in the comment section down below.
And don't forget to pick up a Ridge wallet from our affiliate link as well.
Thank you for watching. I'm Ben.
And I'm Ben.
With Aliens Among Us.
Aliens Among Us.